Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what is the parsha that we're talking about this week?
The parsha is Vayera, which is 1 week after your bar mitzvah, Elliot.
I remember well.
Okay. The parsha Vayera is really the culmination of Avraham Avinu's life. A child is miraculously born to him at a very advanced age, and his wife, an old woman. And the he reaps the benefit of being the person that he was in the eyes of society, in the Si Elokim Ato B'Sochenu. You're the Prince of God. Everybody comes to make covenants with him. Everybody comes to deal with him. But Avraham Avinu always has that element of doubt, of insecurity, of the fact that even though great things have happened to him, they can be taken from him. And I think that that is an idea that all of us should have, that nothing is certain. So who could imagine if God grants Avraham and Sarah a child to their old age, that he will ask that that child be taken and sacrificed on the mountain of Moriah? That very miracle will be undone. In fact, not only that miracle will be undone, Avraham Avinu's entire career is being undone, because all of his life Avraham preached against, certainly against killing one's children, sacrificing human beings to gods, etc., etc. Avraham stands against all of that. Now he has to do it. So it turns out that he doesn't have to do it, right? The angel stops his hand. But the experience remains, the trauma remains, the memory remains. And that memory is that life is uncertain. And that what is secure and taken for granted today, God forbid, tomorrow may not be that way. And that's the test. It says, Asor nisyonos nisnasa Avraham Avinu. He's tested 10 times. And this is the ultimate test, is the test of the sacrifice of Isaac. But that test is really to live in an insecure world, to be able somehow to deal with it, to realize that it's possible that everything that we have and that we're so certain of can disappear. But I have to keep on going. I have to maintain my relationship with God. I have to maintain my family. I somehow still have to be me. And how does that happen? So that's the great test of Avraham Avinu. And that's why it mentions that this is a test of Avraham. It doesn't mention the test of Yitzhak. Mm-hmm. One would think at first blush that it's the main test of Yitzhak. After all, he's the one whose neck is on the line. He's the one who's going to get slaughtered.
But in fact, isn't Yitzhak, in the long term, doesn't this have an impact on Yitzhak's relationship?
Yeah, certainly it has, but we'll discuss that in the later parshas, right?
We're dealing with this one. I can't wait.
But certainly it has an effect on Yitzhak. But when the rabbis came to categorize it, they categorized it as Abraham's test more than Yitzhak's test.
Right.
Because Abraham has to deal with the enormous contradiction that's involved here and with the fact that he had everything and now everything's taken from him. I think that's what the rabbis meant when they said that Job lived in the time of Abraham. Job is that example. A man who has everything, for no apparent reason, everything is taken from him. He struggles somehow to find his way. And even when it's restored at the end of the book, Job is never going to be the same person. Never going to be the same person.
He's devastated.
Because we have to measure that. So I think that that really is the lesson here in Vayera, one of the lessons, is how Avraham Avinu copes with that and how we have to have that realization, even though we're optimistic and certain and look forward to tomorrow, etc., to realize what a dangerous world we live in, how insecure many things really are, life itself, and therefore how we have to be grateful for every moment of life and to make the most of it in the service of God and man.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on how Judaism prepares us for uncertainty.
You've been
and listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.